It's our day to talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination on the morning show today from WRCO Radio. And from Grace, we have Alan Kaczubski, we have Eileen Stevens, and June Nee. And to talk about some of the current events with Grace, and it's getting right down there. Alan, let's first of all talk about the race for Grace. From an outsider, it looked like it was a success. What did you think?
Good morning, Phil. You know, I'm happy to talk about the race. You know, I got last month off. I went fishing. It was great. It was a great vacation after the race. But the race, I thought it went great. Overall, we had great participation. The weather kind of cooperated. If you're a runner, you loved the temperature. If you're a spectator, you're like, wind, please stop blowing.
Yes, it was. It's been windy. It was windy all spring. So
yeah, it was.
We definitely were used to it. Right.
You know, I remember one of our early planning meetings, and we're like, you know, all these what-if scenarios, right? What if it's raining? What if it's storming? What if it's cold, right? We should have hot chocolate. You know, it was a great idea. We thought about, you know, last fall, right? So what happens, you know, we're looking at the weather, like, yeah, it looks pretty good. Then it gets cold, and we forgot all about the hot chocolate.
Well, mark it for next year, I guess. Yep. How about participation?
Yeah, our numbers were really good. So this year we had a total of 232 participants that were registered for the different events. That was 14 for the kids run, 34 people doing the 1 mile, 111 doing the 5K, and 24 doing the 10K. And then for that 1 mile, our firefighters challenge, we had 49 people registered for that and 10 different teams, which was awesome. So it was so exciting to grow that one. And all of our numbers grew, because last year we had, I think, 203 people that were registered overall. So we grew a little bit. But our firefighter challenge really grew, and having more teams was so exciting. Especially having the Richland Center Police Department having a team and the Richland County Sheriff's Department having a team. I thought that was a really cool addition.
Very inspiring to watch them finish, wasn't it?
It was. It was. And you know, last year they decided they all wanted to finish together and cross the finish line at the same time. This year they're like, heck no, we're going to be competitive. And I love that part of it. And to see them cross the lines at different times, and, you know, especially that first team, you know, I think what gave them the edge was their Dalmatian dog that they had with them.
Probably.
You know, but to come all the way from Hixton, too, and to, you know, take first place, that was special to see.
I thought of that because when we went to Blair Taylor a couple of weeks ago to cover baseball, I figured out where Hixton was. They come from quite a journey, don't they?
It is a long ways, yeah. It's like over by Black River Falls.
Right.
It's quite the hike.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. So I'm guessing that's the second one down. I'm guessing you're optimistic that you're going to keep doing this then.
Absolutely. We're definitely doing it again. We've already, you know, loosely talked about, you know, when and what and that type of stuff, but we'll definitely do it again. We're talking about potentially picking a different weekend, so we're not sure about that yet, but we'll start up again later this fall and start the planning again and get the word out for everyone.
Well, it was a good fundraiser. That's the main goal too, right?
So that's a great question. And no, that wasn't the main goal. That was more of a side effect than a goal. The main goal, you know, what I wanted to do was get more prevention focused and cancer prevention. And what we did there is we wanted to get people active. And you're going to hear that a lot more on our morning shows for Grace as well, especially when, you know, I was just talking earlier this week with Leif, our prevention chair, and there's some exciting stuff coming its way for Grace and for everyone in the area. But it was about getting people to get motivated, to get moving. And the fact that we did raise some money. So, you know, we're always looking to raise funds. You know, I won't kid you, Phil. We're always looking for more money, and we never want to have, you know, like a negative balance on any event that we do. But the race did. I don't have our final numbers in yet because I'm still waiting to hear on a grant, because that big timing system that we purchased and the start finish line system that we've purchased, we're still waiting on final numbers, but we're going to be close to about a $5,000 profit, which is really exciting, I think. Mm-hmm. But to me, the bigger benefit was to have over 200 people come out on that morning and get active. And I know people were not just active that morning. I know some of those people were training for it, whatever distance that they were doing. So that was really cool.
That's positive. I mean, they don't want to look bad that day, so they got to kind of work up for it, right?
Absolutely. Hey, Phil, I would like to just take a couple minutes and just do a couple thank yous. And the first one I need to thank, because she takes the biggest burden of this race, and that's my wife, Terry. I really appreciate all the support I get from her, and she has to hear a lot about the race almost all year round. So if you see her, tell her thanks. But I'd also like to talk or thank my core group of volunteers, Leif Carlson, Lydia Biba, Sue Kataravic, Suzanne Fish, Shay Schmidt, and Tori Hill. An awesome group of people, and, you know, it's hard to do anything good by yourself, but when you're surrounded with a really core group of strong, motivated people, it makes it a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good crew there. Yep. You surrounded yourself with some good people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Eileen Stevens is here as well, Grace President. Eileen, we talked about you this week during our morning show with the donation for the new equipment at the Richland Hospital. Dr. Loomy was in, but that was an exciting thing for the hospital, but also real kudos to Grace, too.
Yes, good morning, Phil. It was an amazing thing. And again, it's, you know, and I knew, you know, Dr. Loomy and Angie were going to be coming in. And I mean, that the gastroscope, I believe is what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, we were really honored to be able to do that. And you look how fortunate the greater Richland area is to have such equipment and skill of the doctors that are here, and for Grace to be able to invest in our service area simply, you know, by providing the financial means for that piece of equipment to be purchased. It's just, you know, she was talking about in the radio earlier this week how, you know, detect in the digestive tract and to be able to prevent some of this stuff instead of always having to treat, and you know, to do that preventive stuff is going to be great. But.
Well, you know, that Grace is going to save some lives right there alone, you know, because they're able to detect, see things so much better. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so you have to feel good about that you're contributing to that.
Right. Yeah. And when you know, I listened to the morning show, and if anybody hasn't listened to it, you know, go to the WRCO site and listen to that podcast or broadcast. And, you know, it's the fundraising of the teams. It's not, you know, a lot of people say, you know, Grace did this, but Grace is so much more than the board and so much more than the committees. It's all the fundraising that our teams do. It's the support of the individuals and the businesses. They make all this possible. Grace is, that's just the vehicle to deliver what all this is. You know, everyone in the listening area that with their generous support makes it possible to alleviate some of the financial stresses of our neighbors and friends. And this is one of the ways to do it. And when you look at the support, you know, it helps our rural health care. I mean, it just makes us head and shoulders above the rest, what they're doing, what they're able to do up there with the, you know, the foundation and the hospital. And this will be a great piece of equipment to help in the prevention area.
Yeah, you help many individuals, you know, through Grace and through gas cards and things like this, but this is a different way to help many individuals in the same spot.
Right, right. Yeah.
So,
right.
Congratulations. That was exciting news. Anything else you wanted to add in terms of the hospital or anything that
Well, I mean, I'm just so impressed. I mean, Angie has been so fundamental in this. I mean, it's the, you know, she's the Richland Hospital Foundation executive director, and she has been instrumental in orchestrating the ask of Grace from the hospital and from the foundation, worked with the grant writers in bringing this request for that gastroscope to Grace. Angie's worked super hard when, you know, she has key players that she works with, her marketing team, the grant writing team. And I think what makes her so special, too, is that she's taking care of making sure that the Richland Hospital leadership, they were in the loop the whole time, making sure that the employees of Richland Center Hospital were the first to be informed and made aware of this before the big press release went out. And that just shows how caring they are up there about taking care of their employees and not making them the last to know or having to hear it on the radio. They have more promotional events coming up. They're making sure to keep Grace, our social media point person, Adam Hess, in the loop, so he will know when they're going to post stuff, so he can, I mean, it's just fabulous, the organization they have up there, and I attribute a lot of that to Angie. She's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Grace is doing well in terms of, you know, your volunteers and everybody that helps out.
Yeah, we are a 100% volunteer organization, and, you know, we have very passionate committee members. We have very passionate board members. And I'd like to share that in talking about board members, kind of going off the path here a little bit, we are so excited, and with the permission, I want to note that with our passionate board, we are now going to be adding Monica Ernesty. She'll be officially joining our board of directors in July. She's excited about it. We are super excited. And when you look at, you know, her background in accounting and as a CPA, she'll be a tremendous asset to the Grace board. And you know, too, we've had three new board members now in the last year, so it's you know, and I think part of that attributes to knowing there's term limits, and it just makes, they can just bring in those fresh ideas, and they're very supportive. It's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting news. Alan, did you want to add?
Yeah, Phil, I just wanted to add on. So, you know, Grace partnered with the hospital and the foundation to provide the funding for that scope. Now we need your listeners, whoever's hearing this broadcast, to go get your colonoscopy. If you're 45 or older, go get that colonoscopy so you can get scanned to make sure you don't have a risk for cancer. It's not an intrusive thing. Some people get scared about it, but talk to your doctor about it. Talk to the clinic about it. Go get that done and eliminate cancer.
Mm-hmm. And not only the colonoscopy, it's also because this also is the gastro, so they can. She explained it so well on her on the morning show the other day of the, you know, how easy it is to have this done, and the prevention they can make is, you know,
put it to use. Yeah, do they have that equipment now, or is that forthcoming?
It's still coming. Mm-hmm. They will let us know when it arrives, so that'll be another, you know, exciting time for the board and all of Grace and all the community when that arrives.
You bet. Well, the Grace year is underway. June Nee is here as well, walk chair. June, how did the pancake supper and all that go?
Good morning, Phil. Yeah, we had a great kickoff. It went really well, and we really appreciate all the support. People that just came out just to support us, and then we also really appreciate all the teams that signed up this year, and I think we had 42 teams so far register, and 6 brand new teams, so we're really excited about that, and we just appreciate all these teams that are coming back or brand new this year. It like Eileen said, it takes all of us to do this, and to have all of our teams and the support from our community is amazing.
That's exciting to get 6 new teams. I don't know if we've had that many.
Well,
in a while.
Tell you Suzanne Fish really helped with recruitment this year. She just went right out there and just would not stop. She did an amazing job for talking to these teams and getting these teams signed up. So, yeah, kudos to her. Really appreciate her hard work. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. And teams have their packets in hand now?
Yep, they have their packets in hand. They should have turned in their T-shirt order. And the T-shirt pickup will be Thursday, July 24th. So that'll be coming up at the end of the month in July. And so they'll be able to pick up their T-shirts. And then after that, we really want to just really ask people to wear your shirts, advertise Grace, advertise the walk and what we do. Wear those shirts, wear your old ones, wear the new ones, you know, just wear your shirts. And I know there's, you know, certain days that week too that we for sure want to ask everybody to wear their shirts, but wear them anytime you want. So, so that's coming up. And then I really want to promote our Survivor Captain's Night banquet that's going to be on Wednesday, August 6th. That's going to be right before the walk. That's going to take place at the Phoenix Center. And that's when we're going to have our teams turn in their packets. And if you want your luminaries and your raffle tickets and all that to count towards your team total, and if you want your luminaries in the video, we really want to stress to our teams to turn those in that night. And so we will have that. And then also we're going to have a free will offering pizza dinner with some veggies on the side between, that'll start around 5 p.m. and it'll go till 6. At 6, we'll cut it off because we're going to start our program for the evening. And this is something we really want to invite all the public to our community to join us, because we're going to hear from a representative from UW-Carbone in Madison, and then also in from Gunderson in La Crosse. And they are each going to talk about how the funds that Grace gives the research programs, what they're going to use those for, or what they have used them for, and what they're going to need. And so this is really great to hear from these doctors and the research programs, because, you know, we don't often hear that in our just direct community. Once a year, they come out and they talk to us, and they really do a great job keeping it, you know, in layman's terms. And so it's really a really cool thing. So we really invite the public to come out and join us that night.
And your ambassadors for this year will be there, and maybe you could run down their names again for us.
Yep, the ambassadors. Our ambassadors this year are Tony McCarville, Seth Paulson, Amy Linz, and Betsy Wiedenfeld. So, yep, all the ambassadors will be there. And so we'll introduce them. They don't have to speak or anything, but we'll introduce them that evening again. So if anybody, you know, hasn't heard or hasn't met them, that's a nice chance to do that.
That's a big week for Grace. And then a couple of nights later, the actual event. Then,
yep. Right? Then on Friday night, August 8th, we'll have our 22nd annual Walk with Grace. So we're really excited. The food vendors and the silent auction and bucket raffle will open up around 4 p.m. You'll be able to come in and start your bidding and get some food. We've got some great food vendors so far, maybe a couple more coming. But and then you're going to be there playing some music. We'll have the luminaries out. That's just one of my favorite things, to take time out from making sure everybody's got what they need, to for myself just to walk around and look at those luminaries and see all those names and remember people that we've lost, and to just think about those that are still here and still fighting. We'll also have chalk art again from the Rogers, so we're excited about that. The food vendors and the silent auction and the bucket raffle. And that opening ceremony will start at 6 p.m. So we're really excited, and I'm really hoping we have some good weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had, last year, I guess it was 2 years ago, it rained so much. Right at the end, yeah. But
yep.
You never know.
I think that's just my worst. Like, I love this job. I love being walk chair, and I can usually handle most of the decisions. I have to work on my confidence level a lot. But making that decision about weather, I hope it's just a beautiful day.
We'll hope so, too.
Yes.
And it always is, because
get
the good news about Grace and all the fundraising and the year and everything.
In the end, it's a celebration of all the hard work from all the teams, the board, the committee, all the hard work that we've all done throughout the year. And that Friday night is just a celebration of the people we love, the caregivers, and the people that are still battling. You know, we just celebrate all that this community does. It gives me goosebumps. And like Eileen said, that, you know, it isn't just one thing. It is this whole community and the people that support their neighbors and friends in raising the money and being in attendance. So
it's the traditional walk then.
I kind of feel like, you know, why I thought over the years maybe we should do something a little different. And we did have the auction at the walk 1 year. We changed it up a little bit, but honestly, I just feel like it's a good thing the way it is. I really do. You know, I know it's the time of year when football starts, so we kind of compete with, you know, scrimmages and that. But I just feel like, I don't know, I'm always willing to hear suggestions, but I love the luminaries. I love the music. I love walking around and visiting with neighbors and friends. And So yeah, the chalk art has been an amazing addition these past few years. So yeah, and I love the silent auction and bucket raffle. I love going in and checking my bids and, you know, and watch other people bid. It's exciting.
It is. And I think this year we're going to hit it with football not competing, because I think the first scrimmage is the 15th. So I think we're going to be all right.
And then we had the radio auction
yes.
the week before. We're really excited about that. And I just want to remind everybody out there, if you'd like to donate something, we'd like to get it in by July 10th, if you would like to have it promoted. So July 10th, if you have any questions, there's a spot on the Grace website, walkwithgrace.com, where you can leave a message. So I know Eileen wants to touch on that a little bit more, but yeah, we want, we welcome any donations. Baskets go really well. You know, anything, but if you'd like to get it promoted, we'd like to have it by July 10th.
Yep, then we can kind of go over what's going to be on the air, what's going to be at the yep. at the event, and so get
yes.
that. Yeah, pies and cakes, oh. Those kind of things work pretty well usually.
Oh boy.
Go real well.
It took me 4 days last year, the radio auction, to get a pie. And I finally, I just decided, well, I'm going to bid high, and that way, if somebody wants to outbid me, they're going to have to.
We're still paying off that loan, by the way.
Yeah, so. Right.
But how did it taste, Phil? How did it taste?
It was good. It was really good.
It was good.
We'll have more coming up about Grace in just a moment. And when we take this break, we'll be back with more from Eileen, June, and Alan here on The Morning Show. Welcome back to our morning show on WRC Radio. We talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination today and this month. The months go by pretty fast, you know, and before we know it, Alan, it's going to be Grace, August 8th, right?
Absolutely. It'll be here very quick, for sure.
We wanted to talk about some other things. Did you have some other stats you wanted to talk about with Race for Grace?
So, Phil, I do have some stats with me, but I'd like to have a little fun with you on it.
Uh-oh.
So, not an official quiz, but we can go maybe higher or lower.
All right.
All right. So, how many women do you, how many people that were female registered for the race?
80.
Okay. Higher.
Oh. 90.
106. 106 females.
Wow.
All right, so how many males then do you think registered?
I would say less than that. I'll say about 85.
Real close. 78.
Okay, not bad. I knew what the final number was, so.
Yep. How about the age range? Lowest registered participant and oldest. So youngest and oldest.
The youngest was like 8 years old, right?
We had a two-year-old.
Two-year-old registered?
Well, I think their mom or dad probably registered them, right. but they were 2 years old.
And 80 is the top.
We had 86.
86
was our oldest participant,
goodness.
Which was just amazing.
Yeah, that is.
We had two people from Minnesota. Everyone else was from Wisconsin. But then as far as cities, it was a wide coverage of the state. I was really impressed because I went back to look to see, all right, where were some of these people from, right? So a majority are from the southwest Wisconsin area, and especially around the Richland Center, Richland County area, you know, like Richland Center, Lone Rock, Muscadet, that area. But we had people from central Wisconsin, Wausau, Stevens Point, that area. We had people from Madison. We had some from Sheboygan, from Waukesha, so the eastern part of the state. All over across the Driftless region, including La Crosse and Onalaska. So that was really cool, I thought.
That is cool. Yeah, and I think as the years go by, that's probably going to only get better, right?
Yep, absolutely. So hopefully those people, you know, especially in the outlying areas, tell other people and it just spreads more.
Right, exactly. you know, you wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, cancer survivors and you know,
yes,
some stats
yep.
you have in the area too.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the reasons Grace exists, you know, probably the primary reason Grace exists is to help local cancer patients. And every board meeting, we vote to ratify the previous month's people that applied for assistance from Grace. And we call that our local cancer patients. And in the month of May, we had, unfortunately, a record of 13 people. We had first for first-time assistants, 9 people applied. 3 people applied for second-time assistants, and 1 person applied for third-time assistants. We had people from Richland Center, from Spring Green, from Muscadet, Cazenovia, Lone Rock, and Avoca. So I have such mixed emotions, you know, when we hear about those cases. I'm happy that we're able to help people, but it just shows how much of a need that there still is in the area. When you see a Walk with Grace team that's doing a fundraiser, whatever it is, help them out, because the need is definitely there. For the first-time participants, for first-time cancer patients that get assistance, we help them up to $2,750. The second-time assistance is up to $2,500. Third time is $1,250. And then we are now doing a fourth time as well for up to $500. So it helps those people a lot. We know it does. We're glad that people apply for assistance, because that's why we're here. That's why this organization exists, is to help people out. It's just unfortunate that so many people are still battling cancer.
Yeah, that is unfortunate, because I know we mentioned earlier this year that there was a high number 1 month as well. So unfortunately,
yeah, I think that was 10, but now we're up to 13. And
oh boy,
hopefully it's trending back down again. But you know, I guess maybe the good news is people are aware that Grace can help. So you know, when people are battling cancer, we want them to reach out to us.
Yeah, most definitely. And if somebody's listening and they've got a family member or whatever, don't forget about Grace. Right?
Yes, absolutely. And if you're not sure what to do, go to our website, walkwithgrace.com. Look around there. If you scroll down to the bottom of the first page, there's an information area. You can ask a question there. But you can also go up to our menu bar at the top, and you can find out how we can give people assistance. There's information on what to fill out and what to do. But if you're confused by it, if you have questions, just let us know.
Okay.
So Phil, along with that, we have a local cancer patient director who is looking to go halftime and to phase out of her position for that. So we're looking to recruit a local cancer patient director, someone that could join the Grace board. And the commitment right now is about around 8 hours per week, or maybe a little bit less, because our existing director is willing to share the load some and help a new person learn and transition into it, so they wouldn't be left on their own. We would prefer someone with a medical background, but it's not required. The biggest thing, I think, for this position is you have a big heart and you want to help people. And you're okay with, if you have questions about like what all would be entailed, you can call us at 608-604-8255. You can email us at info@walkwithgrace.com, or you could go to our website, walkwithgrace.com, scroll down to the bottom and send us a note.
Is this the person that reads the bios and things like that, and you know, and deals directly with the cancer patients?
They do deal directly with the cancer patients, and they're the only one that knows who the cancer patient is. Like myself, I've been on the board for a couple of years now. I have no idea who the people are that are receiving assistance. I know them as a case number, and that's all that's shared with the board. The rest of the information is kept confidential.
Eileen, anything you want to add here from our conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I love that it is kept confidential. And that's when I was in Boscobel this weekend with the farmers market, I was talking to a lot of people down there, you know, recruiting and talking and sharing what Grace was all about. And we will get into brand new applications of people I talked to that were dealing with cancer themselves, and they were not aware of Grace. So I was able to share with them how to apply for Grace, how to get funds. But it does remain confidential. So I don't know their names. I won't know when they apply. And, you know, sometimes we have it often where we're at a parade or an event and they'll come up and say, oh, Grace helped my dad, or Grace helped me. And that's the first we know, because we don't know who they are. And we respect their confidentiality. We don't you know, the board does not know. And when you look over the last 22 years, I mean, Grace has given back in all areas. You know, we're pushing $5 million, or we have $4,995,000. And 58% of that goes directly at this time to serve the people who need it. And that could be, it's those in our service area. It just kind of helps take some of the stressors off, takes the edge off of, how am I going to pay for all this gas? I got to run to Madison every day. I got to run to La Crosse every day. How do I cover this? You know, we have the gas cards. We have the ability to, they don't know how they're going to pay their cell phone bill. So once they're approved, they can send that in to us. We don't pay the individual. We don't reimburse the individual. They have to send us the bill, and we will pay the entity directly. And, you know, June had mentioned Carbone and Gunderson earlier. We do share 25%. They split equally. They come and they talk to us in layman's terms about what they're doing. And it's chilling. I mean, it's just amazing what they are doing. And why our funds are so important is we give them the feeder funds, because they can't get these huge grants from, you know, the big grants that are out there without having the feeder funds to support what they're doing, so they can show them, this is what we can do with the big money. So these feeder funds are very, very important. And then, of course, then we have like 10% for the medical community and 5% towards the prevention and operational costs. We keep it 2%, and we are very minimal. And that's, again, to keep the lights on in the office. It's what you need to do your daily work, the mm-hmm. staplers, the stuff like that.
How's the raffle tickets? How are they going for the car?
Oh, God, this is getting so exciting. I mean, because really, I mean, it's June, or we're sitting here at June, whatever date it even is today. I mean, next week we're already into July, and we're getting super excited. The week after the 4th, we're going to be working. Joneses will submit the paperwork for the title change only. So the title change will officially change to Grace, and that's that we will own it on paper. And then the night of the walk, when we draw the winner, that car will be theirs. That's their car that night. The winners don't need to worry about paying taxes, which makes it very appealing. Now, I do want to clarify that. If the winner is titling the vehicle in Wisconsin, then they will go to Jones Chevrolet, and Jones's, you know, Jones's will cover the cost of the plates and the registration. Grace owns the car. We are a tax-exempt organization. However, if the winner does reside out of state, if they live outside of Wisconsin or they're registering the car outside of Wisconsin, then it's a little different. The winner will need to take the title to their DMV and register the vehicle in that state, and the out-of-state winner would be responsible for the fees and taxes and licensing of winning that car from the state and the county they live in, because it varies what state they're in, what county they're in within that state. But again, if the winner lives in Wisconsin and is registering the car in Wisconsin, there's no taxes or fees. So that makes it very appealing for that $20.
Right.
And again, that $20 is a donation to Grace. You know, you're putting $20 on the table, you're getting the car raffle tickets. Well, if you don't win, you just donated $20 to an amazing organization. And who isn't going to brag if they paid $20 for that ticket and all of a sudden they find out they got a 2025 Chevy Trax in their driveway?
Yeah, we don't have to worry about the out-of-state, because it's going to be West Sextonville, I think.
West Sextonville? Is that the vibe is getting part, put to
yeah,
rest?
The vibe might need to go in my museum, I think. Well, we hope it continues to go well. It's going to be, again, different sites all over the area then, isn't it?
It is, yes. Deanna's working on the list there. I know it's going to be heading down to Prim's, I think, next weekend. And then we've got parades coming up. We got the 4th of July parade. I'll be sending an email out to all the teams, because my vision for parades is just having 100 people representing Grace in every color T-shirt, like June talked earlier, is getting T-shirts from every year, just walking, just waving, handing out sunscreen, handing out flyers. That would just be amazing to me, just to have all these teams come together united and walk in a parade, and, you know, have the people holler for those that need the support there. And but yeah, there's just so much. I'm just excited.
Yeah, it's an exciting time of year. It's coming right down to the wire. June, you wanted to mention some other things going on there, didn't you, in terms of some of the Grace events coming up in the near future?
Yeah, just a couple of the events. Like Alan said, when you see a team having a fundraiser, you support that. You're helping your community. You're helping a friend, a neighbor. When you support these fundraisers. So I just have a couple that I wanted to mention. On Sunday, June 29th, so coming up this Sunday at Mel's Microbrewery, and that's along Highway 14, they are having a meat paddles. It says Sunday meat paddles, and this is the Cure Satyrs team. And they've got some ribeye, T-bone, New York strip, pork, bacon, some baked goods and cheesecakes. And so that's going to be a dollar hot dogs during the game. This is with the Brewers game, I believe. And so, this sounds really exciting. And it is from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. And again, that's at Mel's Micro. That is the meat raffle. And then we've got a couple for the St. John's team. They have a pizza buffet at the Phoenix Center on Thursday, July 10th from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. All-you-can-eat pizza. It's $12 per person and $7 for ages 10 and under. And there will be some raffle items available. So that's a good one to attend if you can. St. John's is also having a euchre tournament on July 25th. So keep that in mind, too. So we have a lot of fundraisers coming up. And then don't forget, in early August before the walk, to come out and have a pizza dinner with us at the Captain's Survivor Night.
And there'll be more popping up, too. We'll have.
Our teams, I tell you, they work hard. And they're amazing. And they have these fundraisers. And it benefits Grace. And Grace benefits, you know, our community and... support these teams and their fundraisers. We appreciate all their hard work.
Yeah, lots of blood, sweat, and tears and hours and dedication of time. Alan?
Phil, I got a perfect plan for you coming up.
Okay.
So the week of the Grace Week, you know, in August, there's a really fun 5K going on as well.
Oh.
So I even encourage you, Phil, we'll get you moving somehow. We'll figure it out. I'm not sure how yet, but we'll figure it out. But the RC, the Richland Center National Night Out, has their K9 5K the night of August 5th. It's a family-friendly event, something to go get active for. You can go on to runsignup.com, click the Find Race, and type in RC National Night Out. And if you do that, that's a Tuesday night, you get really tired from that. The next night, you come out to the Phoenix Center, you've got your pizza, you got your veggies, and you listen to some nice cancer presentations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then get rested up for Friday night.
Yep.
Right.
It's a great week.
It is a busy week in our area. National Night Out and then Grace, two big things in the area. Anything anybody else would like to add here today?
I just encourage teams to turn in their tickets as early as they can so we can get those recorded and registered. It's very helpful to have them in, you know, as far in advance as possible, or turn them in. We have teams turning them in as, you know, on a couple, every couple of weeks, so we can get those recorded. And then auction items. If you have auction items to donate, the sooner you can get them in, the better. So we can get pictures of them. We can get them posted out on our Facebook, our social media, website. And then the auction committee takes a look and decides where stuff is going.
So you have the calendar raffle tickets. You have the car raffle tickets. So people should be looking for those sellers coming around.
You bet.
All right.
Bye.
Absolutely. Well, the next time we talk, it'll be right at the end of the month, right during the radio auction. So we look forward to that. Or we'll be getting set. I guess we'll be on the verge of the radio auction. So we'll have some final details then. Thanks, everybody, for coming in today.
All right.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Eileen Stevens joining us, along with June Nee and Alan Kaszubski, representing Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.